Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and today on the docket, first, a New York man chooses between the cost of health insurance or spending the rest of his life in prison. Guess which one he chose. Second, photos Doulos. This guy just can't do anything correct. Third on the docket, will Lori Vallos meet the deadline of producing her children to the court by the close of business today? And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. First, if you have not already subscribed to the channel, please do so. Doesn't take much effort, costs you nothing. It's free. Free stuff from lawyers never happens. Hit the little subscribe button, and we will bring you value. We will bring you information on a daily basis. Hit that little notification bell so that you get notified of when we put out new free information on a daily basis. Give that thumbs up and leave us a comment about what we talk about today. We want to hear from you. First on the docket, a New York man makes a choice between the cost of health insurance of his newborn child and prison. Guess which one he chose? Well, Michael Owen, 27, is charged with second-degree murder in the death of his wife, Kelly Owen. The police are alleging that Kelly Owen was found dead and the cause of death was suffocation. The police found her on January 15th when she failed to show up for a meeting at a school, and the police were called and they found her deceased. Now, where things get a little weird is that Michael, the husband, married Kelly in 2013. They had a kid and separated in March of 2018, and apparently they still kept a physical relationship, but that usually didn't end well, and it ended in some domestic violence. Well, guess what? Kelly Owens is pregnant, and apparently it's alleged, and so we must assume, that Michael Owen gave a statement to the police, and although he is charged, he is presumed innocent, and we're going to give him that presumption of innocence. It's alleged that the reason why he may have suffocated her, if it was in fact him, was because he didn't want to pay the cost of child support. He didn't want to have another child, and frankly, didn't want to have to pay anything related to the future upbringing of this child. So, Mr. Michael Owen, man charged with second-degree murder of your wife and basically unborn child. Wow. I didn't know whether to put you at the top of the docket today or make you a dumb criminal contestant. You couldn't qualify as a dumb criminal contestant because this is such a serious offense, and so we can't do that. But man, you are dumb. You didn't want to pay for health insurance? What are we talking? A couple $100 a month? Sure, kids are expensive, but aren't they worth it? Absolutely. Well, most of them, I'm sure. And so, really, the cost of maybe getting a side job, maybe going to drive a little Uber or something, he couldn't do that. So he thought the best idea was to strangle his ex-wife so he doesn't have to deal with this child. Well, this is crazy thought, but this shows the mental process and thinking that people go through sometimes, and it makes absolutely no sense. You just have to scratch your head. But it's clear if you're suffocating somebody, you know what you're doing. We've talked about this. Somebody can pass out relatively fast if they're being suffocated, but to kill them, it takes a lot of time. You have that moment of after deliberation where you're thinking about it, okay? Come on, Mr. Michael Owen. Really? I mean, you deserve to spend the rest of your life in prison just because you're stupid, on top of the fact that you're obviously not a good person for killing your ex-wife over a child. Well, maybe you shouldn't have had a continuing relationship with her as well, because there's consequences to those actions there, Mr. Michael Owen. Next on the docket, Fotos Doulos. For those of you who do not know or recall, Mr. Doulos was charged ultimately with the murder of his wife, Jennifer Doulos, who has been gone for many months now. The other day he had court. He was supposed to appear in court for basically a bond modification or to revoke the bond because it turns out Mr. Fotos Doulos had to give collateral to the insurance company for that bond, which we discussed how the bonding process works in yesterday's video. And the insurance company did not feel secure because why? Mr. Doulos gave up two properties that were in foreclosure. Well, Mr. Fotos Doulos didn't want to go to court because he knew he was probably going to jail pending the charges, because if those two houses are what he needed to put up the collateral, chances are he's probably not going to give any more collateral. He probably had given all that he had. So the police go to his house. They find he had taken the hose off of the vacuum cleaner, put it in the tailpipe, and into the car. He is resuscitated. They take him to the hospital. They transport him to New York State so that he can be put in a hyperbaric chamber. More than likely, he's probably got some serious health issues, probably brain dead if he suffered the consequences, which he probably did. So this is where it gets a little weird. Now, I'm not sure I understand what's going on in Connecticut. All right. He failed to show up. The bond on the first $6 million, that insurance company is exonerated from the bond. Okay. The judge issued a warrant, so he's technically under arrest for the warrant. But the judge increased it to $6.5 million, but will kind of vacate that if he goes back to Connecticut at some point. Okay. That makes no sense. Now, apparently there are a couple of sheriff deputies standing outside Mr. Doulos' room, but I've seen reports that say that he's not technically under arrest because that would prohibit the family from coming to see him, all right? Based upon information that I have read from particularly Mr. Pattis, he says that Mr. Doulos is in a dire straits, and it doesn't basically look very good. One could read between the lines that he's probably not going to come out of the condition that he is in right now. Then you ask yourself, why is he not technically in custody? Well, what have I always said? And what are one of the 12 undeniable truths? Yes. When they say it's not about the money, then you know it's about the money because it's always about the money, right? Guess who pays for the medical bills for Mr. Doulos? Well, I'm betting the state of Connecticut is hoping that Mr. Doulos still has insurance so that he can pay for it. Because if he's technically in custody, guess who gets to pay for it? That's right, the taxpayers of the state of Connecticut. So while Mr. Doulos is recuperating in New York with guards standing around his doorway so he cannot depart and waiting for his family to arrive from Greece so that they can comfort him, the police went to his house in Connecticut, and search the residence. And just as I had suspected the other day when this news first broke, I wonder if there was going to be a note. I would be really curious if there was a note where he said, I'm sorry. And oh, by the way, my best friend and my girlfriend, Ms. Draconis, they had nothing to do with anything. It was all me. If he's going to, kill himself, why not take full responsibility? No. What does he do? Apparently, the note says something to the effect of, I'm innocent, and my attorney has all the information to exonerate me. Not a single word, at least from the information that I have read and seen, that has anything to do with his two co-defendants and clearing their good names in any way possible. And when I say good names, I say that in air quotes. The moral of this story is, Fotos Doulos, this guy just can't get it right. He can't build a successful business without his father-in-law's money. He obviously can't make his marriage work out. He's alleged to have killed his wife, and he can't do that by, not getting caught, bringing other people into it. And then he can't even kill himself correctly, which obviously has brought in more drama for everybody about this situation. And then he can't even come clean or provide the information. If he says, why I didn't do it, tell everybody why. Because guess what? If he's dead and the attorney has that information, the attorney can't turn it over to anybody. Just more games. We'll wait and see. Mr. Doulos, I don't get it. Norm Pattis, his attorney, said anytime a client does something like this, he always wonders what he could have done differently. Well, nothing, Mr. Pattis, because as an attorney, like me, you do not create the facts that have brought you and your client together. They have. It's all on the client. The attorney just works with the facts that they are given or the new ones that they can find. That's it. Bottom line. Next on the docket, the case of Lori Vallow. She's the 46-year-old mother who was living in Utah who recently had her children come up missing. 7-year-old Joshua and 17-year-old Tylee Ryan. They haven't been seen since September, but, you know, Ms. Vallow's husband died in kind of a weird way with her brother-in-law, who ultimately died as well. And then Chad DeBell, who is now her new husband, were found in Hawaii, and he was like some sort of doomsday cult kind of thing. But then on top of that, his wife died mysteriously before he and Miss Vallow got together, and they're actually exhuming the body of his ex-wife to see if perhaps she was poisoned or some other cause of death other than natural causes. Well, Miss Vallow was ordered by the courts in Utah to produce her children to the court. The police have sought an order to do that because they believe, obviously, that they're in danger because they have not been seen. Vallow's and DeBell are in Hawaii living there. They had search warrants executed on their residence and their cars over the weekend, but no children were found. Now, what are they going to do? As of yesterday, Ms. Vallow was still in Hawaii. I haven't seen anything to indicate that she got on a plane heading to Utah. I don't even know if they have a direct flight from Kauai to Utah. I know they do have one from Denver, but you got to catch that red eye and get in like 6 a.m. So she's not going to make it. So then the next question is who's going to blink first? Is Vallow going to just play it cool in Hawaii, say, come get me? Or is the court going to, you know, say, I'm going to hold you in contempt? Now, remember, contempt is a charge by the court to cleanse the dignity of the court. You can't have people not following orders that the court issues. Otherwise, we'll have chaos. And when you have chaos, you have anarchy. When you have anarchy, you have people running wild. It gets crazy, right? You can't have that. So people have to follow the court's orders. And so we'll see if the court's going to issue an order for contempt and bring her back. Usually it's not an extraditable offense, but we'll wait and see. No kids yet. I wonder if Ms. Vallow is going to have anything to say. More than likely, she's going to get an attorney, and the attorney's going to tell her to keep her mouth shut because anything that she says can and will be used against her. And, you know, she has a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. We'll see. Everything I've seen from this woman is she's playing it pretty cool, acting like no big deal. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll see if the court brings her back. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And once again, yes, that's right, you guessed it, from the state of Florida. Terry Slaughter was charged in St. Petersburg, Florida, for a domestic violence case. It is alleged that she threw a Bible at her male companion's head and hit him in the head as well as caused scratches. Now, Ms. Slaughter obviously shouldn't be throwing anything at everybody, and you know, maybe that was her way of getting it through to him that maybe this, you know, we don't know the full story. Maybe the man needs a little Bible in his life. Maybe he needs this little something. And that was her way of getting it, you know, driving home that point. But when the police are called, guess what? That's right. Miss Slaughter had apparently left, but then she returns to comfort the victim. Not trying to tell people that they shouldn't accept responsibility. But if you leave and you see the police out front, I can't imagine much good is going to come from that. You might as well have just kept on walking. But Miss Slaughter is our dumb criminal contestant of the week, not for throwing the Bible, but for coming back to comfort the victim while the police are present. That's all we have for you today. Please leave me a comment. What do you think about this Doulos person? And oh, by the way, I probably said something that offended somebody. So maybe I'll just do this. Right after Dumb Criminal Contestant of the Week every day, I'll just apologize in advance to anyone that I may have offended. You would be surprised how many people I can offend. And whether you email me or you leave it in the comments, I have offended apparently several people on a daily basis. So we'll just get it out there and apologize already. Have a great day. Leave us a comment. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe.